fucking sick of people. Goddamn people. Fuck them. Fuck the world. Don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you gotta work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
The niggas pack the clip.
Keep on.
Once again, fuck the world. Don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you gotta work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
The niggas pack the clip.
Keep on.
Bitch. That's right, that's right. This is Big Angry Phil, and this is number 43. And goddamn, people have lost their fucking minds. You think it was a fucking apocalypse? I wish. All these motherfuckers be gone. Who am I talking about, you ask? Well, let's fit it out, I'll tell you. Irritating bunch of motherfuckers. Now, before I start, I just want to give an update. Originally, this podcast was going to be reserved for the extended White Lauren call from the Florida episode. But due to time constraints and other technical bullshit, I'm not ready to do that yet. The file is very big. The call is very long. And there's a lot of shit to sift through. So I'm going to save that for a later date. It's not going to go away completely. Because there was some gold in that call for sure. But I needed this podcast. I needed to talk about this issue that's going on right now. And I'm talking about all the fucking protests. What are we protesting for? Is this a civil rights movement? Anybody's rights being violated? I'm talking about American rights. You, the idiot out there marching with the signs. The white people marching with the signs. What are you doing? Don't you have anything better to do? Surely there's got to be something on television, right? But do you really think you're marching around with your little signs and your vaginas on your head are going to make a fucking difference? Are they going to get Trump out of office? Is he going to feel so guilty? He's like, maybe I am an asshole. Why don't I just step down? Are you really that fucking delusional? You think that's going to happen? And why don't you march in front of the White House? That's where he is. Or at least go to the Trump Towers. But these people are really getting brazen about where they're marching. These people are blocking up the freeway, the roads, and most recently, the goddamn airport. How is blocking up the airports going to help your cause? You really think people that are racing to catch a plane sees your little fucking shit show going on? It's like, hey, let me drop my luggage and join right in. Hold up a sign. This time, people were protesting Trump's ban of certain countries not being allowed to travel to the U.S. for a 90-day period. They're trying something out. They're trying out a program to see if it works. And all of a sudden, everybody's up in arms, including a lot of well-to-do white people. When did all of a sudden you fuckers care about Syrian refugees? Did you even know Syria was a country? Did you also know that Obama bombed the fuck out of Syria when he was president? Bet you didn't. Obama, no, he's the peaceful liberal president. Fuck, he bombed more people than anybody else before him. Well, let's take a look at the people who are so upset that Syrian refugees don't get to come here. They don't want you to leave. Here we go. It's morons. Fucking morons!
As many as 7,000 protesters shut down traffic in front of the Bradley International Terminal.
That's great. That's just fucking great.
Second straight day to make a statement.
That wasn't the only terminal they blocked either.
The president signed an executive order that prevents travel.
They made their way all around the shoe.
Majority countries from entering the U.S. for at least 90 days, and he's blocked entry to Syrian refugees indefinitely.
Travel ban is downright un-American.
It's illegal.
So is blocking people from trying to get to the airport.
Anything that's going to inspire hatred towards us. The people that were banned that were being pushed out were actually...
No, what you're doing now is inspiring hatred towards you, including mine.
Banned to make this country safe again.
This is not fair to them. They're not terrorists. It's not doing anything wrong. They should be let free.
This is un-American.
Says the woman in the burqa.
We don't divide families. We don't separate each other.
Oh, there's our mayor. There's Eric Garcetti. The mayor of Los Angeles is in the middle of this fucking melee. Isn't that fucking great?
time last
you
night.
You piece of shit.
Sat down and blocked World Way. That's the main access.
That's fucking great.
To the Bradley terminal here.
Good
they
job, guys.
To leave until all the detained
hope you're fucking proud
released.
Of yourselves.
Now the police worked out a deal with the demonstrators. They got
should have worked out any deal. They should have clubbed them over the head, arrested them, thrown in a paddy wagon.
So that passengers
fuck out of here.
Still get access to the terminals. A total of 2 people were arrested for blocking traffic here last night.
2 people.
Meanwhile, the ACLU is
only 2 people out of 7,000 were arrested. That's
inside,
bullshit.
Gets access to lawyers. We spoke to a passenger from Iran who has
fuck
a green
him.
Card and was released after being held for 4 hours by Customs and Border Protection agents.
Boo-hoo. The Iranian man was held in customs for 4 hours. Meanwhile, people here, American citizens, trying to get to their plane or people trying to pick up their loved ones, were stuck. They weren't just held for 4 hours. They couldn't get there. Because these fucking entitled pieces of shit, these attention-seeking whores, these fucking communist fucks, have nothing better to do than block the goddamn airport. You know what? If you're really hardcore, why don't you march out on the runway? Huh? Let's see how tough you really are. Let's see how committed to this cause you really are. Go down and lay out onto the runway and try to keep planes from landing on it. Let's see you do that, tough guy. Fucking people make me sick. And our fucking mayor, Eric Garcetti, this bleeding heart pussy, this pandering piece of fucking garbage out in the middle of this stuff. Oh, the poor refugees. We got to send a message to the Trump administration. Yeah. Meanwhile, he has no problem with Angelenos not being able to get where they need to go or to be able to pick up their loved ones from arriving flights because you let these fucking hippie assholes block up the fucking airport. If anybody should step down from office, it's Mayor Garcetti. I didn't vote him in. Tell you what, if we had a mayor like Richard Reardon again, this bullshit would not be going on. There would be fire hoses turned on these pieces of shit, and we'd watch them wash down to the gutter where they fucking belong. You know, a lot of people fly for business. You know, business when you actually have a job. You actually have things to do other than march and block up the airport because you don't like something that Trump said or did. Imagine explaining to your boss, especially if he was overseas, like in Asia, where they're not very tolerant of bullshit. Imagine trying to explain to them why you missed your flight. What the fuck's wrong with you? Why'd you miss your flight? You didn't leave early enough or something? Oh, I left early enough. What, was the weather bad? No. Was there a malfunction with the airplane? No. And what happened? There were a bunch of fucking protesters blocking the airport. He's like, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about? And it wasn't just LAX. They were all over the fucking place. They were in Portland. I think they did it in Seattle. And I know they did it in JFK. I saw the crowd in that one. Jesus Christ. What is this accomplishing? You are keeping American citizens and tourists and foreigners from reaching their fucking destinations. All under the guise of protesting Trump's ban of certain countries from traveling to the U.S. Again, let me understand this logic. You're upset that certain individuals from certain countries can't travel to the U.S., so you are going to make it from difficult to nearly impossible for everybody to travel to or from the U.S. Go fuck yourselves. Every goddamn one of you, and especially you, Eric Garcetti. I hope this shit cost L.A. the Olympic bid. I really do. I don't want the goddamn Olympics here in the first place. I hope this is the nail in the coffin. Idiot. Bleeding heart fucking moron, just like our governor. They should put them both in that bullet train to nowhere. Just lock them up in there. And a lot of these same guilty white liberals also want more Syrian refugees to come over here. Why? Are you going to take care of them? They never answer that question, do they? Anytime they're put on the spot, say, well, why don't you take in some of these refugees? I'm busy. You motherfuckers, you know, you won't even help that bum that's standing outside the Starbucks you visit every day with your oppressed ass. Of course you're not going to help Syrian refugees. You're not going to help any fucking refugees. But you're going to tell us to help them. You're going to tell us to welcome in with open arms. We have enough refugees here. We're good. Okay? America was built on refugees. I get it. There's no reason to bring any more in. We're good. Let them go somewhere else. How about passing out condoms to all these countries? Maybe stop popping out all these kids you can't afford. Having kids in war-torn countries. That's pretty stupid, isn't it? You thank religion for that. I'm not saying they should convert their religion. I'm just saying we're Americans. We should take care of Americans first. We have a lot of homeless here. We have a lot of vets who can't fucking get back on their feet. Help them if you're going to help somebody. Put Syrian refugees way down at the bottom of the list if you're going to put that. Put it in pencil so you can erase it if you have to. We have a lot more priorities here than fucking Syrian refugees, all right? Again, you guilty white liberals, why don't you take in some of these refugees? Huh? You wouldn't even adopt a black kid if you had the chance. We have a lot of homeless kids in fucking right here in LA. Why don't you help them? It's this group mentality. It's this dangerous group mentality. Everybody thinks they have to belong to something now. Especially with social media. You know, everybody joins some dopey group on Facebook and they think they're political activists now. Ah, you're just a moron with a Facebook account just like every other person in the world. You have no political expertise. You have no expertise on anything. You can barely get your own fucking life together, yet you're going to tell everybody else what to do, where to go, what to think. Fuck you. Nobody can be an individual anymore. Everybody has to be part of a big group. Look at our hashtag. Yay, yay, us. We're going to go march and block up the 101 freeway. Yay. Hashtag block 101. Hashtag not my president. Hashtag. Look at the crowd. Bunch of kids, hipsters, millennials, people in their 20s, mostly white people, people who are not oppressed in one way or another and will not be oppressed under the Trump administration as much as I like to think they are.
Social justice warriors.
Again, people with a social media group mentality who aren't helping shit but their own Twitter account, their own Facebook account. Ooh, look how many likes I got on that video I posted. Ooh, look at all the retweets. That's what it's all about, to get attention, any kind of attention from anybody. People need attention. God knows why. It's all narcissism. That's all it is. I mean, yeah, I like to draw some attention to this show. I know there's maybe about 10 people that like it. Hey, that's fine with me. As long as they keep listening. I'm not going to go out and buy listeners. You know, you could actually do that. You could buy Twitter followers. You could buy SoundCloud plays. That's right. You could boost up your numbers by buying them. Anybody that does that should just smack themselves in the head with the largest object they could find. If you got to boost your fucking SoundCloud plays to make it look like somebody's actually playing it, seriously, just kill yourself. Kill yourself. You could buy Twitter followers. I actually saw an ad on Twitter for this yesterday. Who the fuck would do that? Who cares how many fucking followers you have? Is it really that important? It is to some people, I guess. Because I see that argument, oh, you only have 25 followers. Fuck you. What? Your opinion doesn't matter. Maybe they're just not on fucking Twitter all that much, like you, you loser. I mean, yeah, I'm on Twitter. I'm not on there every day. I post maybe 3 things or less a day, if even that much. There's just too much bickering going on. Everybody's a political analyst now. Everybody's lost their fucking mind. Nobody was this political, even 20 years ago. But again, with social media, now everybody's empty thought can appear on the screen. The fucking hashtags. And now these hashtags are turning into protests. There's a hashtag called Antifa, or Antifa. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. It's supposed to be anti-fascists, I think. And they are supposedly the organizers of the many Milo Yiannopoulos protests that are going on. Again, I got to talk about Milo Yiannopoulos. All right. He's the editor at Breitbart. Now, Breitbart is a conservative news outlet online. I follow them on Twitter. I read some of their shit. Some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. You know, you have to read both sides and then determine which one's bullshit, if not both of them. Everybody's just stuck on one side or the other, and they just think, oh, the other one's just automatically bullshit. Well, no. You got to read both sides, and then you can determine which one is bullshit. Imagine that. But anyway, this Milo Yiannopoulos, all right. The name Milo seems to trigger every social justice warrior online. Just say the name Milo. Just like Trigglypuff. Remember Trigglypuff? She was this big fat feminist who was in the crowd at a Milo appearance. I think it was at University of Massachusetts or somewhere like that. And Milo came out, she was flailing her arms around, and the arm fat was just switching, it was going every which away. And boy, did that turn into a series of gifs really quick. And she got the name Trigglypuff. She was triggered, and she looked like Stay Puft, the Marshmallow Man. Now, this Milo, interesting character. And I think he is a character, by the way. He's a British Greek guy who's gay, and he's conservative, and he dresses kind of like Liberace. You know, he's very flamboyant. And I don't think that most of the people protesting him even realize that he's gay. Because they keep calling him a homophobe. How's a gay guy a homophobe? But they don't read that. They just think he's right wing, and they just lose their shit. Oh my God, they're all fascist and Islamophobic and homophobic and ableist. And ableist. Don't you love that word? That's supposed to be biased against handicapped people, I guess. Oh my God. So anyway, this Milo makes all these appearances at liberal colleges around the country and around the world. And before he could even get there, people are out protesting it. It's like, why don't you want him to speak? You don't want somebody with an opposing viewpoint coming in? Isn't that fascism? The same fascism you claim you're against? I mean, if somebody appears somewhere that I don't like, you know what I do? I don't go there and see it. I mean, I don't like the Pope, so I'm not going to visit him when he comes out here. So why would you give a shit if Milo goes to some campus? And I almost think this is a game at this point. Somebody is really pulling the puppet strings here. I don't even think they're intending to have Milo speak anywhere. Because as soon as they even announce it, the protesters are already there, camped out. And most recently, it happened at Berkeley. And this time it got fucking violent.
Well, it was a violent scene, and people have been posting images to social media all night.
Of course, that's the whole point, to get their shit out first.
Milo Yiannopoulos is greeted by protesters. Hundreds were there for his appearance at UC Berkeley, but 2 hours before the event, those protests turned violent.
What a shock.
Protesters smashed windows and threw smoke bombs and flares to UC Berkeley Student Union building.
And this is going to accomplish what?
And disrupted campus.
These people are being absolutely violent, and it's nothing like I've ever seen before.
Well, you're there, aren't you?
Hundreds of demonstrators carrying signs that read hate speech is not free speech had been protesting for hours before
hate
the event.
Speech is not free speech. Adir's throwing shit at windows.
And some in hooded sweatshirts showed up and started vandalizing the building.
Things are scary right now. This might not be the exact right approach, but I think the idea behind it is correct.
No, it's not, Becky.
The anger is over Breitbart News editor Milo Yiannopoulos, who was scheduled to speak tonight. The Greek-born British journalist is a senior editor for the conservative news and opinion website. His visit to Berkeley was sponsored by the Campus Republican Club. The university has stressed it did not...
Sounds a lot like what happened at UCLA.
...his ideas, but was committed to free speech and rejected calls to cancel the event.
It's supposed to be about free speech. It's supposed to be about your right to express yourself, even if you're probably kind of a bad person, even if you're...
Probably kind of a bad person. I don't even know who this is. What am I doing here?
Somebody comes and they
idiot.
Light something on fire.
This
fucking
only
morons.
Gives more ammunition to the individuals that we're trying to protest to say that we're... unjust, we're creating instability within society.
Yeah,
Yiannopoulos
that's exactly what you're doing, so stop it.
In San Luis Obispo, there were no problems there. Last month, his planned appearance at UC Davis was canceled at the last minute due to security concerns.
It's kind of getting out of control. You know, they don't get no message across breaking and burning up stuff. It's kind of getting out of control.
The old black man is the only one with a voice of reason.
On Facebook this evening, the left is absolutely terrified of free speech and will do literally anything to shut it down.
Now again, I am not an advocate for Milo. I'm not even a fan of Milo. I think he's a jackass. I think he's a character. I think they're pretty much just dangling this guy in front of all these leftists just to get him to start shit. It's a game. It's a game to somebody out there. Because they know just the word Milo sends them into a frenzy. Again, the group mentality. Milo is appearing. Milo! Oh my God, Milo! We gotta go protest! Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Again, if you don't like what he has to say, don't go and listen to it. Maybe somebody likes what he has to say. That's why they're going. So you're going to keep people from listening to an opposing viewpoint from yours. Isn't that fascism? Do you even know what fascism is? Or is it just another trigger word to you fucking moron social justice warriors? And that's a term I despise anyway. None of you are warriors, all right? You put these motherfuckers out in actual battle, they wouldn't last 2 seconds. A fucking drill sergeant would make them cry, never, much less what goes on in the battlefield. Bunch of fucking entitled pussies. They got a guy in a mask calling people cowards. Well, you're in a mask. Why'd you let him see your face, huh? Tough guy? Pussies, all of them. Oh, I'm tough because I tore up a Starbucks. That'll show corporate America. Meanwhile, just that morning, they were holding a Starbucks coffee cup. They're hypocrites. They're morons. And I have no respect for any of them. None of them. None. And by the way, is Milo Yiannopoulos the only conservative commentator out there? Why aren't they out protesting Fox News? Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, another of the 10 million conservative AM talk show hosts we have. Where are those protests? Is Milo the only one? No, but it's the only one these millennials have heard of. And they still don't even know who he is. I'll bet you if they realized he was a gay man, they would shit their fucking pants.
It's like, no, he's not. He's a homophobe. I know he is. I've never heard of him. I've never seen him before, but I know he's a bad man. He's a bad, bad man. We have to go protest that.
How about protesting the fucking televangelists? How about protesting the Westboro Baptist Church? How about protesting the Ku Klux Klan? Go to a Klan rally. Sure, you could find one. They wouldn't have the balls to do that. I don't even think Milo ever intends to speak at any of these things. Because they know what's going to happen. They just sit and laugh at these protests. Look at these idiots. Check that out. Oh, shit. They're fucking destroying Chase Bank ATM. Yeah, that'll show corporate America. That'll show the big banks, huh? Holy fuck. You're all sheep. All of you are sheep. What are you doing? Do you have lives? It's a college campus. Why aren't you there learning something? And I realize a lot of these people causing trouble are not from the campus. I get it. All the other ones are like that dumb Becky. Well, I don't think they should be destroying things, but I agree with the idea behind it. Oh, God damn. Yeah, that's worth the tuition. Have fun paying all those student loans back, you moron. And it's bad enough the students act that way, but when professors are going on and on and acting like Trigglypuff, then we've got a major, major problem here.
Why are you here? You're not here to protect these students.
She's yelling at the police. This is at NYU.
This is completely fucked up. And these students had to fucking face them on their own. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be standing up to those.
Doesn't she just sound happy? Ah, feminism.
This is hate! These are fucking assholes!
They disagree with me!
You're protecting the Nazis! It's a fucking joke!
What Nazis? What is she talking about?
You're grown boys! You're grown boys! And even the black ones!
This is a professor! Professor of what? I don't know.
You're not protecting!
Women's studies, most likely.
Protecting
the students! They're old enough to make their own decisions!
Wow. Fucking assholes. Fuck you! Fuck you! She's our kids who are trying to learn about humanity!
This is a university professor, ladies and gentlemen.
And against racism and xenophobia and LGBTQ rights, and you're letting these fucking neo-Nazis near here! You should kick their ass!
You should kick their ass because they don't believe what
you
we believe.
Be ashamed of yourselves! You should! Fuck that shit! Fuck that shit! It's not up to these students to kick the ass of a neo-Nazi!
It is,
they
right.
don't have to raise their fists! They were taught to be peaceful! Fuck you! Fuck you!
It's coming from a professor.
I'm a professor!
She's a professor.
Yeah, let's applaud that behavior. Professor. Yeah,
and you're here to protect the Nazis, so fuck you. God fucking damn it. Those kids should not have to take fists off to neo-Nazis, and you're putting them in that situation. Go to hell. Fuck you, NYPD. Woo!
You know what the irony here is? I'll bet she screams all the time about white privilege. Well, you know goddamn well that her white privilege got her out of that fucking mess. Talking to the cops like that? She was a person of color. She would not be standing there more than 10 seconds. She would be arrested at best. And at worst, clubbed over the head and beaten and then arrested. Get the fuck out of here. A professor of what? What the fuck could she possibly have to teach? She's talking about hate speech. Well, what do you call that performance? What were they protesting anyway? Who was scheduled to speak there? It wasn't Milo this time. It was Gavin McInnes. Who the fuck is that? Gavin McInnes is a British-Canadian writer, actor, comedian, co-founder of Vice Media, and the host of the Gavin McInnes Show on Compound Media. He's a contributor for the Rebel Media and Tacky's magazine and a frequent guest on television programs on Fox News and The Blaze. Okay, so I guess he's a conservative commentator. We can't have that at our universities. Nope, it must be left-leaning or nothing. By the way, this guy is older than me and he looks like a hipster. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking clowns, all these guys. Even if I agree with what you're saying, I cannot support a hipster. Can't do it. Not going to do it. But he has the right to speak there, and what the fuck? What is wrong with this woman? Go back to your 10 cats and shut the fuck up. I love this fucking hypocrisy. I love it. They're against free speech, these neo-Nazis. Well, what are you doing? You're trying to block them from speaking. Isn't that being against free speech? You can't have it just your way. They don't get it. They have become the fascists. All these years we hear about all these fucking right-wingers, these neo-Nazis marching up and down the street, no abortions, Well, look what the left has turned into. They don't even want to hear the other side. They won't even let them speak without setting fires and fucking breaking shit. Fucking marching up and down the street and screaming like a mad woman, like that fucking crazy broad. And she's a professor. NYU should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed of themselves if she is on the faculty. There's probably many more like her, too. One of these kids are all fucked up. And again, this is a game to somebody. Somebody is enjoying the shit show. It's like it's a big reality show. Remember that episode of South Park? It was called Canceled, and it was a follow-up to the pilot episode, Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. Anyway, they find out that all of the activities on Earth were just a reality show to another planet in another galaxy. And then the show was canceled, which means they have to destroy the Earth. I think that's what's going on here. All these protests and dangling Milo in front of all these colleges and all this shit, setting the bait. This is all a big show to whoever's really in charge of things here. I already think the Trump presidency was a bet that somebody lost. There's no way. Come on. Let's see if Trump can get it. No, there's no fucking way. Hillary isn't that unlikable. Oh, shit. He fucking got in. Well, I guess he owe you a buck. Just like that scene in Trading Places where the two billionaires bet a dollar that they could turn Dan Aykroyd to a life of crime and make Eddie Murphy an executive in the company. I think that's what's going on here. So don't take the bait. Stop protesting. Your lives are just fine, okay? You can still get online. You can still go to Starbucks. You can still spend too much money on bullshit you don't need. Just fucking enjoy life. Jesus Christ. Stop being fucking political. Nobody cares. Facebook was never meant to be a political forum, although I'm sure they don't mind that it is now. Because now the billionaires can laugh at all of us, too. Like Zuckerberg. Like, look at these morons. Get the fuck out of here. And by the way, we could read your every post. I don't care if your group is secret or not. We could read it. Look at these morons. These dope. They can't be this stupid. Oh, yes, they can. Because once again, social media has projected your every empty thought onto a screen. Shit, you should have kept to yourselves, but being the attention whores that you are, you couldn't help yourself. Well, I know I'll get one retweet. I know I got to get one. Maybe I'll just buy some. Jesus Christ. Now, one more protest I want to talk about. I wasn't even going to get into this, but I got to now. That women's march that happened a couple weeks ago. I didn't want to touch this because I know people that went to that women's march. And good for you. I'm sure you had a good time. You enjoyed yourselves. Let me ask you a question. What was that march about? Can you answer that question? I'll bet if you ask five people that question, you're going to get five different answers. I saw a lot of different messages at that women's march. And by the way, it wasn't just here. It was all over the country, and not only was it all around the country, it was all over the world. Really, did somebody just snap their fingers and all the women just jumped out of their chairs and ran down to this fucking march without even knowing why they ran down to the march? Oh, we're women, we have to march, you know, equality or something. I saw a lot of mixed messages going on at these marches. I saw fuck Trump, that was probably the main one. I saw pro-feminism. I saw anti-man. Oh, yes, I did. I read some of those fucking signs. I saw a lot of abortion rights protests. I saw a lot of different shit. There were people wearing vagina hats, vagina costumes. People had their kids holding up signs. By the way, I think that's child abuse myself. These kids have no business being down in a large crowd like that. It's not safe. I've talked about before how people take their kids out to Vegas on New Year's in that big crowd. That's ridiculous enough, but to have your toddler holding up a sign that says, "Don't grab my mommy's pussy," you should be ashamed of yourself. If your kid was old enough to read and write, he would never write a sign like that. Nor would he be at the goddamn march. Let your children be children. They're not interested in your political bullshit. That was fucking offensive to me, and there were many, many examples of that. You see all the wacko feminists with the green hair and everything.
Slut shaming. There should be no more slut shaming.
You already have slut walk. Do you really need this too? Don't you block traffic enough as it is? You need another march to block up traffic? Again, why were you there? Why were you there? What was the purpose? Are women not equal in the Western world? What is this? What's going on here? How are you being oppressed? Please tell me how the fuck you're being oppressed. Oh, well, there's women in the Middle East. Well, this isn't the fucking Middle East. This is the United States of America. All right? You've got every right that a man has, and maybe even more, especially when it comes to divorce proceedings. All right? There are fucking signs that say, well, if we have to pay for tampons, men should have to pay for razors. Number one, we do pay for razors. And number two, why should anybody but you have to pay for your tampons? Enough of this entitlement bullshit.
Periods are a product of the patriarchy.
You know, when did people lose their minds? When did this happen? Why did you go to this march? How are you not equal? And my production friends that went down there, you still want to convince me there's a wage gap in this business? Please show me proof, please. I'm not talking about 1965. I'm talking about right now. Right Now, I know the rates. Nobody is being oppressed. All right? So fed up with this shit. Again, you have the right to protest all you fucking want. Stop blocking up roads, will you please? Go protest in the park or something. Go out to the beach and protest. Look at all that space there. How about renting out a golf course for the day? Stop blocking up fucking traffic. Stop it. You are never, ever, ever, ever going to get me on your side if you're blocking up any fucking street. Especially during rush hour. All these clowns that walk up onto the freeway. Don't be surprised if somebody fucking loses their shit and runs you over. I will applaud whoever does that. I'm not going to do it myself because I want to keep my license and I don't want to go to jail. At least I'm being honest about it. Now, of course, every news story can't be about protests. They always have to throw a diversion in there. I'm sure it's a really important diversion, too. What is it this time?
The beehive is buzzing. Beyonce is pregnant with twins.
This again.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
I didn't believe
That's
it the first
right.
time.
Bee is growing Destiny's children inside her belly. Sending
Destiny's
the hive
children?
And myself
who writes this shit? Seriously,
Twenty.
Jesus.
Twitter says there was 500,000 tweets about Beyonce in the first 45
Half a million days. Morons.
She shared the surprise pregnancy news on Instagram with this floral shot showing off her growing bump draped with a green veil. The message, quote, "We would like to share our love and happiness. We have been blessed two times over."
A real message. Dance, puppets.
This announcement is way more subtle than when B announced Blue Ivy would be on the way.
Can we not call her B? Can we act like adults here?
No word on the gender of the babies,
oh,
but as you guys all know, Beyonce is pretty private about her family life.
Because she has no family.
Have a beautiful baby. You gonna have any more?
Of course.
How white she's gone. Jesus Christ.
I don't know how many.
The Illuminati really hates dark people.
On Wednesday, we got a small peek at what we didn't even realize was a baby bump in this promo for her Ivy Park line.
Yeah, whatever.
And I let my mind go elsewhere.
My only question is, what does this pregnancy mean for the upcoming Grammy Awards and Coachella? Either way, these two potential appearances are sure to be a moment. But what else is new?
Shouldn't be at Coachella in the first place. And the Grammys, who cares? She'll stand behind something. Or she'll get another pillow like she did the first time. I've seen that video over and over again. She sat down, her stomach folded up in a way that only a pillow would fucking do. Unless she was giving birth to a cushion, you know?
Beyonce's pregnant.
And by the way, the only shot anybody's ever seen is that one still photo of her in the green veil and the naked belly. Obvious Photoshop. Come on, how stupid are you? This is show business. Show business is fake and phony, and people do this shit to promote their own albums, promote their movies, promote whatever the fuck TV appearance are going to do. Don't you get it? Dance, puppets, dance.
Babe pregnant.
Oh, Jesus, you know, because they know fucking people, namely dopey broads, eat this shit up.
Oh my God, you hear Beyonce pregnant, Beyonce.
You know, I mean, yeah, at least it's not Kardashian news for once. They'll get back to that later. She's not fucking pregnant. Get the fuck out of here. You know, nobody's buying her records anymore. She's become kind of obsolete. So they had to do something. This is what they do. This is what show business does. They pretend they have children. Because they know people fucking cry over it and go and lose their shit.
Congratulations, Beyonce.
Like, they're going to fucking read this garbage.
And then they'll say, oh, look at her body after having those babies. Oh my gosh, she looks so good.
You know why? Because she's never had the babies. Stop being ignorant sheep for once in your fucking life. If you take away anything from this podcast, it's this. Stop blocking shit with your stupid fucking protests. And stop giving a fuck about celebrity pregnancies. Can you do that for me? I thank you in advance. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Holy shit, what the fuck? Fucking hate this song. Fuck this goddamn song. And fuck Beyonce for making it. Shut up. Shut up! Jesus fucking Christ. That is the worst song ever recorded. Ever. ever. Even the worst U2 song is better than this song.
If you like it, just say the pretty ring and
go fuck yourself, Beyonce. Fuck you and your couch cushion babies. All right, let's try this again. Now I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Oh, yeah. I need this right now. Let's fire up the pipe. Take a nice big hit. Just chill the fuck out. Little Charles Mingus for that ass. It's going to turn into one of my favorite beats of all time. Is you ready? I'm ready. Let's go. Yes. I'm in motherfucking heaven right now. Gangstar, I'm the man. Jay, you're the damage part. Up your motherfucking head. BigAngryPhil.com is where you're going to find me at BigAngryPhil.com. You're on Facebook and you're sick and tired of all the political bullshit. Just bring your ass right over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. You'll like it that much better. Yeah. Big Angry Phil can be heard on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TuneIn. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show, TomEverywhere.com. And do the same for the Gary and Dino Show, GaryandDino.com. I'm out of here. See you next time. Because I'm going to wrap up this program. I'm a motherfucking man.